Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to take a plain stab and turn it into a VHS rave jungle weapon using Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool, a few careful timing moves, and some focused sound shaping. The goal here is not random swing. We want that batter tape feel. Slightly late in one moment, slightly forward in another, a little human lurch, a little old school bounce, and enough attitude to sit on top of breaks without turning the whole drop into mush. This kind of stab lives right in the mid-range spine of a D&B track. It's not your sub, and it's not your hats. It's that character voice that answers the drums, fills the space between the kick and snare, and gives the track a proper identity. In jungle and old-school D&B, a good stab can be the difference between a loop that just repeats and a loop that actually feels like a record. So first, start with a stab that has a clear harmonic identity. Don't reach for a full chord wash. You want a hit. Something short, sharp, and mid-range forward. If you're using a synth, keep the amp envelope tight, with a fast attack and a decay that gets out of the way quickly. If you're using a sample, trim it so the transient is clean and the tail doesn't hang around forever. What you listen for here is simple. Does it feel like a hit, or does it feel like a pad pretending to be a stab? If it's too long, the groove tricks later will just make it feel lazy instead of intentional. Now write a very simple two-bar phrase. Keep it sparse. One main hit, maybe a response hit, maybe a pickup at the end. That's enough. Old school D&B stabs work best when they leave air for the break. Often the magic is in what they don't play. A good starting point is to place a hit off the beat, let the drums breathe, then answer the snare or the ghost notes with a second hit. You're not trying to program complexity yet. You're trying to create a phrase with identity. Groove pool works best when the source already has some shape. Now choose the flavor. You've really got two directions here. One is more rave slap, brighter, more upfront, more obvious swing, better for peak time energy. The other is murkier VHS flavor, a little darker, a little more drag, more haunted, better for grimier rollers and intro hooks. Both work. It just depends on how present or how worn you want the stab to feel. Now bring in Ableton's groove pool. Pick a groove that has human timing and a little lurch to it. For this style, you do not want a super polished house shuffle. You want something that feels sampled, slightly unstable, but still controlled. Apply it to the clip and keep the amount moderate at first. Often somewhere in the 20 to 60% range is enough. What to listen for now is the relationship to the break. Does the stab breathe against the snare, or does it land exactly like a grid and feel dead? You want tension. You want it to feel a little behind or ahead in a way that makes the break talk back. If the groove feels too obvious, back it off. If it feels invisible, increase it or try a groove with more timing character. The point is not to hear the groove preset. The point is to hear a stab that seems like it was chopped from an old tape pack and just happens to lock beautifully with the drums. Then do the thing that makes it believable. Nudge a couple of notes manually after the groove is applied. Just a couple. Don't move the whole phrase. Move one pickup note a touch earlier if you want urgency. Push the response hit slightly late if you want that worn, smoked out drag. Shift a repeat note a hair later than the first one if you want that tape wobble feel. Why this works in D&B is because the drums already have micro imperfections. Breaks are alive. They have ghost notes, swing, and tiny variations baked into them. A stab with perfectly uniform timing can feel sterile next to that. A few careful nudges help the stab join the same world as the break. Now listen in context, not in solo. This is important. Put the stab against the break and hear how it behaves with the kick, the snare, the ghosts, the hats, all of it. The snare should stay like the anchor. The stab should either answer it or sit just behind it in a deliberate way. If the stab masks the snare, shorten it or move it. If it feels disconnected, increase the groove a little or rethink the phrase so it answers the break more clearly. In jungle, the stab should complete the drum sentence, not copy the drum rhythm. Here's a very useful workflow move. Once the timing feels right, duplicate the clip and make a second version with a slightly different groove amount. That gives you instant variation later in the arrangement without rebuilding the idea from scratch. Keep versioned bounces if you can. A dry MIDI version, a grooved printed version, and maybe one more extreme alt. That kind of simple discipline saves a lot of time later. Now let's shape the sound. Keep the chain controlled. A good starting chain is EQ8. Then saturator, then auto filter. Use EQ8 to cut low junk below roughly 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the source, so the stab stays out of the sub. If it gets boxy, pull a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If it needs more bite, A gentle lift somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz can help. Then add saturator with light to moderate drive. You want some harmonic wear, not crushed transients. A little drive goes a long way here. After that, use auto filter to fake the old sampler movement. Open the filter slightly into the phrase and close it a touch at the turnaround. That gives the stab a living, breathing shape. If you want a heavier chesty feel, drum bus can also work before EQ8, but keep it subtle. You're making a stab, not a bass line. Protect the low end. The sub should belong to the bass, not to the hook stab. Here's another useful thing to listen for. When you collapse the track to mono, does the stab still read clearly? If the hook disappears or gets hollow, the stereo treatment is too aggressive. Keep the important body of the sound centered, and only let the upper fizz or ambience spread if you really need width. In DNB, mono compatibility matters a lot. At this point, automate the stab like it's part of the phrase, not just a loop. A little filter opening over 4 or 8 bars can make a huge difference. Let the brightness peak at the end of a phrase, then pull it back before the next reset. That movement is what turns a static loop into an arrangement element. You can also use velocity variation to make it feel more sampled. A louder first stab and a softer reply instantly feels more vintage than two identical hits. A lead stab and a ghost stab can be a really strong combination. The first hit carries the weight, the second one gives the shadow. That contrast is pure gold for dark DNB. If the sound starts feeling too polite, don't be afraid to push one note later, shorten one hit, or hit one note harder. Small asymmetry is the point. A VHS rave stab usually dies when it becomes too neat. The slightly wrong timing is where the character lives. Now, don't keep editing forever. Once the stab has a clear push-pull against the break and it still feels danceable, it's probably done. Over-editing often removes the sampled character you were trying to create in the first place. At that point, commit to audio. Freeze it, bounce it, resample it. Whatever workflow suits you. Once it's printed, you can start doing the fun jungle edits. Reverse a tiny pickup. Duplicate the last hit. Slice the tail. Nudge a printed chop before the main stab as a little inhale into the phrase. This is where the part starts to feel like a real record element instead of a loop idea. And this matters for arrangement. A good stab should have a job. It might be the hook. It might be a response voice. It might be a transition marker. But it should mean something structurally. In a full DNB arrangement, that stab can carry the first 8 bars, shift slightly in the next 8, disappear for a moment, then come back with a different groove or filter state. That's how you keep movement without changing the musical idea. If the break is busy, let the stab be sparse. If the break is more minimal, the stab can carry more identity. Treat the groove as a relationship with the drums, not a standalone feel. That's the big mindset shift here. If it sounds good alone but steps on the ghost notes, it's wrong for this style, even if it feels swingy. So, quick recap. Start with a short, characterful stab. Build a simple two-bar phrase. Apply a groove pool feel that supports the drums instead of fighting them. Nudge a few notes manually to add asymmetry. Shape it with EQ, a touch of saturation, and controlled filtering. Keep the low end out of the way. Check mono. Print it to audio when it locks. Then use little edits and arrangement changes to make it feel like a real part in a real track. If you want the best results fast, do the mini exercise. Build one 2-bar VHS rave stab hook. Use only stock Ableton devices. Apply one groove. Make just one manual timing adjustment per bar. Keep it out of sub territory and bounce a version that feels ready for a drop. If you've got time, push it further with a homework challenge. Make a 4-bar hook. Create one alternate version and let the stab change character once without losing identity. That's the move. Keep it tight. Keep it moody, and keep it talking to the break. When you get that balance right, the stab stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like the record.